This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Democratic National Convention kicks off today in Chicago. President Biden delivers the keynote speech tonight, symbolically handing off the party to Vice President Kamala Harris. Professor Todd Belt studies presidential campaigns at George Washington University in Washington.
People still don't really know her too well. And so going into the convention, and this is going to be an opportunity for the Democrats to really define her. Of course, there's been a lot of enthusiasm about her, and mainly that's because Joe Biden is off the ticket and people were worried he would not win. Now the enthusiasm is behind Kamala, and she needs to make sure that they can move forward with this enthusiasm.
We've been asking Americans how they feel about Vice President Harris. According to the new AP poll, 48% have a very or somewhat favorable view of her. House Republicans have now released their initial impeachment inquiry report into President Biden, alleging an abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the financial dealings of his son Hunter Biden and family associates. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel says this may be the last chance for a Gaza ceasefire deal. The AP's Karen Shamas.
In a news briefing in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters,
"This is a decisive moment. Probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get the hostages home, to get a ceasefire."
Blinken's visit came days after mediators, including the United States, expressed renewed optimism that a deal was near. But Israel has said there were areas it was unwilling to compromise, and Hamas has voiced deep dissatisfaction with the latest proposal. I'm Karen Shamas.
The UN says a record number of aid workers were killed in conflicts around the world last year, 280. And this year may be worse. The UN calling this unacceptable and unconscionable. This is AP News. We've been saying goodbye to a lot of well-known entertainers. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
There were a lot of celebrity obituaries in the past week.
How much time do we have?
I'm not sure.
Actor Jenna Rollins died at the age of 94 after battling Alzheimer's disease. She was known for the films The Notebook and A Woman Under the Influence.
And we have an ex and $250.
Hollywood Squares host Peter Marshall died Thursday of kidney failure at the age of 98. Singer Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs has died at the age of 86. Details were not given. Singer Jack Russell of the band Great White has died at the age of 63. Details were not given. And singer Greg Kinn has died of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 75. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.